from WLEN, Lenawee's local news station. This is State and Local News from the WLEN Newsroom.
Good afternoon. Right now we have a mix of sun and clouds, 65 degrees in downtown Adrian. Reporting for 103.9 WLEN, Lenawee's local news station. I'm Ian Wendt. The news at noon being brought to you by Dr. Michelle Lehman, General and Cosmetic Dentistry. Dr. Lehman is accepting new patients. Call the office today at 517-263-3561. Right now on the roads from the Lenawee County Road Commission, Sisson Highway and Laverty Road intersection continues to be closed. That is for culvert replacement. The Michigan Department of Transportation says work on M52 through Adrian is moving forward. Crews have been resurfacing Main Street, fixing joints, and adding sidewalks that meet federal accessibility rules. The current closure runs from Broad Street to Front Street and is expected to last until Friday, August 29th. Drivers are being sent on detours using Winter and Maple Streets. MDOT Media Representative Aaron Jenkins said the project is on schedule in an email saying, quote, "We are trending to be complete by mid to late September," unquote. This means drivers can expect some lane closures and detours to continue for the next few weeks. If you see a traffic tie-up yourself, be a WLEN traffic tipster. Call us, 517-263-1039. Felicia Racine Madison has posted a $10,000 bond in a felony hit-and-run case. Court records show the 39-year-old was arraigned on August 20th in district court. She is charged with failing to stop at the scene of a crash that caused serious injury in August of last year. Madison posted bond Monday. Her next hearing is a probable cause conference scheduled for Wednesday at 1 p.m. Blissfield Community Schools is closed today after a mold-like substance was found in the high school gymnasium just one day after the start of the school year. In a statement posted to the Facebook pages of all three schools in the district, school officials stated that mold-like substance was contained to, quote, hard surfaces in an isolated area, unquote. Classes for the high school were canceled as a precautionary measure for cleaning and testing to ensure the building is safe for students and staff. Without the high school students in attendance, BCS would have fallen below the state requirement of 75% district attendance to count as a school day. As a result, classes are canceled for the elementary school and middle school as well. School officials say their goal is to get the clearance for students and staff to return tomorrow, August 27th. The Blissfield Village Council has approved a new water service agreement with Riga Township. The agreement puts all past amendments into one clean document. It also updates the fee schedule so rates match the new water prices set by the village. Village leaders say this change makes the contract easier to follow and keeps service costs fair for both Riga Township and Blissfield. The updated agreement was reviewed by Riga Township before the vote. The measure passed Monday night and takes effect immediately. A local pediatrician is reminding families that vaccines do not always last a lifetime. Dr. Amy Hammond with ProMedica Hickman Hospital says booster shots are critical, especially as students return to school.
The immunity doesn't always last for a lot of these for your whole lifetime, so right. You need those. And I'd like to point out the DTP, or kids when they're older, it's called Tdap.
Okay.
That P part gets forgotten, but that stands for pertussis.
Which
that's
is what
we call
cough,
yeah,
right?
That's
okay.
What we call whooping cough, exactly. Yeah. And last fall, we had an outbreak of whooping cough here in Lenawee County.
So scary.
In my over 20 years of practicing, that's really the first time I've seen that. Huh. And the couple kids that I personally had test positive in my office were a 10 and 11-year-old, which is when they're due to get that Tdap.
Okay.
So these were fully immunized kids, but it pointed out to me and reminded me even as a physician that that immunity is not lifelong. So those kids, that their immunity had started to wane, they got pertussis, and we were able to, give them their vaccine and help with that.
That was Dr. Amy Hammond. For more information, families can contact Adrian Pediatrics at ProMedica Hickman Hospital. Adrian College welcomed its new class of 2029 during Welcome Week. The 580 freshmen moved into campus Friday. Families then attended a resource fair before the official matriculation ceremony in Dawson Auditorium. President Jeffrey Docking told the students this is one of the most exciting days of the year, saying, quote, "We love to see the wonder and anticipation in the eyes of our new students as you await the experiences that will define your college years. Today you stand on the threshold of a magical time in your life, a time of growth, introspection, challenge, and opportunity," unquote. This marks the 18th year in a row that Adrian has enrolled more than 500 new students. The class includes 12 valedictorians, 36 honor students, and 88 from Lenawee County. Class has officially started on Monday. Lenawee County is partnering with the American Red Cross to host a community blood drive on Thursday, September 4th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Human Services Building in Adrian. Your single donation can help save up to 3 lives right here in your own community. In appreciation for your life-saving gift, the Red Cross is offering an exclusive Red Cross and Peanuts mystery bag to all presenting donors, featuring one of 4 limited edition t-shirt designs while supplies last. Donating is safe, easy, and takes about an hour of your time, but the impact lasts a lifetime. Schedule your appointment at rcblood.org/donate. Local, state, and world news anytime at WLEN.com. WLEN News Time is 12:09.
Everyone who loves to go to the dentist, give me a woohoo. I don't hear anyone. Look, I know going to the dentist isn't most people's idea of a good time. It used to give me major anxiety, but I love going to Dr. Michelle Lehman. When I see Dr. Lehman, I have a great time. Her staff makes me laugh and puts me at ease, and they're all great about explaining things and making sure I have healthy teeth and gums. Don't put off going to the dentist. Let Dr. Lehman and her staff put you at ease. Schedule an appointment today.
The city of Morenci is preparing for the 31st annual Silver Creek Bridge Walk on Labor Day. Community and Economic Development Director Heather Sarnak, who is also a member of the Kiwanis Club of Morenci, says the walk began in 1995 and is a playful alternative to the Mackinac Bridge Walk.
The Silver Creek Bridge Walk was started in 1995 by a couple of Morenci residents, Bob Dister and Adam Johnson. They envisioned an alternative to the famous Mackinac Bridge Walk, given our unique position as the southernmost town in Michigan with the southernmost bridge. It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek version of the bridge walk, as the Mackinac Bridge is actually 5 miles long and takes quite a while to complete. Ours is only about 83 feet long and takes about 25 seconds to walk across. This is the 31st year for the Silver Creek Bridge Walk, and it always happens on Labor Day. The Kiwanis Club of Morenci is the host of this event, and they partner with a nonprofit organization as well. So this year, proceeds benefit the Morencis, we think. They're selling t-shirts at the event and collect spots. Sponsorship. Guests are also encouraged to bring a non-perishable food, household, or hygiene item to support the food bank as well.
That was Community and Economic Development Director for Morenci, Heather Sarnak. The bridge walk begins at 11 a.m. on Labor Day, followed by games, prizes, and a free hot dog lunch. A series of free and low-cost health screenings presented by ProMedica Monroe Regional Hospital, Charles and Virginia Hickman Hospital, and United Way of Monroe and Lenawee Counties will take place across the area this fall, including Adrian. The first of 3 health screenings will take place Thursday, October 9th at First United Methodist Church on 1245 West Maple Avenue in Adrian. Free services include adult immunizations, blood pressure checks, nutrition counseling, and medication counseling. Low-cost services include a 22-point blood panel, a vitamin D screening, and a hemoglobin A1C test. Drug take-backs will also be available, allowing for anonymous drop-offs of unused or expired medications. Additional health screenings will be held in Monroe and Carlton on Thursday, October 23rd and Thursday, November 9th, respectively. Hospice of Lenawee says its goal is not just care, but helping families spend more time together. Facility Outreach Liaison Dave Ross says hospice staff step in so family members can focus on being sons, daughters, and grandchildren instead of full-time caregivers.
A big thing that we do is allow them to be family members. You know, by bringing our services in, you know, we're able to be the caregivers and allow family members to step back from that caregiving role, mm-hmm. and really be a son, daughter, grandchild, niece, nephew, etc.
Right.
And fall into that role and allow us to care so that they can focus on being with their loved one.
That was Family Outreach Liaison Dave Ross. Ross says families can call Hospice of Lenawee anytime for information and support at 517-263-2323. The Michigan Department of Transportation says more than 100 state truck line bridges could close by 2035 if lawmakers don't act on long-term funding. MDOT officials say two-thirds of the state's bridges have already outlived their design life. That includes the M14 and US 23 Business Route Bridge over the Huron River in Ann Arbor, built in 1956. Engineers say replacing a bridge of that size would cost about $150 million, nearly four times the department's yearly bridge budget. In the University region alone, which covers nine counties, 99 bridges are in poor condition and 33 could close within the next decade. Without new funding, MDOT projects nearly 3,000 fewer construction jobs in 2026, along with more traffic disruptions and slower freight movement across the state. A new writing workshop is coming to the Weber Retreat and Conference Center in Adrian. This event is called Nature's Teaching on Letting Go. It takes place Saturday, October 18th from 1 to 4 p.m. The workshop is open to everyone from beginners to experienced writers. It will be held at the Adrian Dominican Sister. It'll be led by Adrian Dominican Sister Terri Ann DeYonker, a certified Amherst writer and artist facilitator. The cost is $35 and registration is required. The workshop is offered both in person and online. For details, go to WeberCenter.org, call 266-4000 or email WeberCenter@AdrianDominicans.org. Limited scholarships are available. The Weber Center is located on the Adrian Dominican Sisters Motherhouse campus on East Siena Heights Drive. Veterans and their spouses can get help finding work through Veterans Employment Services at Michigan Works One-Stop Centers. Veterans Career Advisors provide one-on-one support for those who face barriers in employment. Services include resume help, interview practice, housing and transportation assistance, training, and direct referrals to other programs. To qualify, veterans must have served at least 181 days on active duty, been discharged for a service-connected disability, or served during a campaign period such as Vietnam or Iraq. Spouses of eligible veterans may also apply. For more information, go to MichiganWorks.org or call 800-285-WORKS. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources is asking residents to rank potential investments in the 982-acre Belle Isle State Park in the Detroit River in downtown Detroit. Here's Laura Witkowski with that story.
Since 2014, about $114 million has been invested in the park. Belle Isle Conservancy President Megan Elliott says one proposal is a central square that would include a city bus stop, bike and scooter rentals, and ADA accessible features. She says the goal is to make Belle Isle easier to explore without relying on cars. The MacArthur Bridge to the island is occasionally closed when the island reaches its 3,200 vehicle limit. For WLEN, Lenawee's local news station, I'm Laura Rutkowski.
The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has launched a statewide MI options system, offering free and comprehensive person-centered options, counseling for adults looking for long-term care services and supports. Dale Gartner reports further.
Michigan residents can call 800-803-7174, 8 a.m. until 8 p.m., Monday through Friday to speak with an agent who can then schedule an appointment or provide a referral to a trained, certified counselor in their community. The My Option system supports older adults and people with disabilities, providing information to help individuals make informed decisions and exercise control over their long-term care needs by incorporating their personal goals and preferences. My Options provides counseling through regional area agencies on aging, centers for independent living, and local nonprofit organizations. To reach a My Options counselor or to find out more information about the My Options program, call 800-803-7174 or visit michigan.gov/MDHHS-MI-Options. I'm Dale Gartner, WLEN, Lenawee's local news station.
Taking a look now at our local obituary, a memorial service visitation, rather, is planned for 45-year-old Jessica Lynn Bailey of Blissfield. That will take place Saturday the 30th from 4 until 6 p.m. at Wankley Funeral Home in Adrian. Local, state, and world news anytime at WLEN.com. WLEN News Time, 1218.
Dr. Michelle Lehman understands. She understands the nerves, anxiety, and fear that takes over.
That's why when you sit down in the chair, her goal is to put you at ease. Dr. Lehman believes a little laughter can ease your anxiety and takes the time to educate her patients about their dental needs, knowing that when you understand what's happening, you're bound to be a little bit more relaxed. Going to the dentist doesn't have to be stressful. Whether you're searching for a new dentist or looking for your first dentist, you'll feel at home at Dr. Michelle Lehman's office.
Looking at our lottery jackpots right now, Wednesday's estimated jackpot for the Lotto 47 is at $7.7 million. Last night's Powerball estimated jackpot, the large number was not hit, so the jackpot climbs to $815 million. Next drawing on that is Wednesday. Tonight's Mega Millions estimated jackpot at $253 million. Taking a look now at our community highlights, the United Way of Monroe and Lenawee Counties will be having their 25th annual charitable gold outing on Friday the 5th at Bedford Hills Golf Club in Bedford. The cost is $100 per golfer or $400 for a group of four. For information or to register, call 264-6821 or 734-242-1331. With the latest on the weather, we check in with the National Weather Service. For Lenawee County this afternoon, a 20% chance for rain after 2, otherwise mostly sunny and a high of 70. We will have a northwest wind around 10, gusting near 20 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy, then becoming clear with a low of 45. Wednesday, increasing clouds, a high of 73. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 53. Looking at Thursday, a 70% chance for showers. Could see an afternoon thunderstorm as well. Mostly cloudy skies, a high of 70. And for Thursday night, chance of thunderstorms, 30% before 8, partly cloudy, a low of 46. For weather updates 24 hours a day, log on to WLEN.com. Right now we have partly to mostly cloudy skies in our listening area. Temperatures in the mid-60s with Tipton at 65, Tecumseh 66, and right now in Adrian, 65 degrees. The news at noon was brought to you by Dr. Michelle Lehman, General and Cosmetic Dentistry. Dr. Lehman is accepting new patients. Visit MichelleLehmanDDS.com to learn more about what her team offers. More local and state news in headline form at 3 and 4. Our next full newscast will be at 5. For 103.9 WLEN Lenawee's local news station, I'm Ian Wendt.
Count on WLEN, Lenawee's local news station, to keep you informed with accurate and dependable information 24 hours a day.